This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
As many of you know, I spent the better part of 40 years in the financial services industry, helping people just like you get retired and doing consulting and advising and training, if you will, financial advisors all around the country. That was a fun gig. Hated the travel, but it was a fun gig while it lasted. And I'll tell you, it's where I learned the most about managing expectations. Because one of the big things, one of the big problems that even financial advisors have, and therefore they relay those problems over to you, the novice, maybe investor, or maybe not so novice, maybe you're a sophisticated investor, but depending on your time frame, when you have been an investor, you may have a false expectation of what you anticipate your future returns might be in stocks and bonds. The other thing that's a problem for advisors and individuals, especially those that like to fool around online with calculators, is believing those financial projections. Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is the Ray Lucia Show, and that's what we're going to talk about today, including the 4% rule and all of these rules that may not come to fruition. So sit back, folks. Relax, it's the Ray Revolution. We're going to be teaching you some good stuff today. Joining me on the show, James Stewart, certified financial planner. You've spent quite a bit of time consulting with probably the same guys that I consulted with.
Yes.
You didn't do as much traveling as me, though.
No, I'm a phone guy.
You're a phone guy, and you're an internet guy and a Skyper and all that. Well, I used to get paid to travel around the country, so I guess it's, you know, it was fairly profitable, but my wife didn't like it. It did cause me to retire earlier, I'll tell you that. But and now I'm just, you know, a bum doing this show, bumming around with her from lunchtime on every day. It's actually pretty cool.
It is. It's great.
I will relate this managing expectations decision for covering this today based on a study that was done by a fellow a few months back that has intrigued me, entitled, Should Equity Return Assumptions in Retirement Projections Be Reduced for Today's High Shiller CAPE Valuation? Should I translate? Probably.
What does that mean?
Okay. What that means is Shiller, this guy Robert Shiller from Yale University, he is the guy that came out with this cyclically adjusted price-to-earnings ratio, which takes a look at an average P.E. ratio over like the last 10 years, averages it out, and when it's high, highly valued, that means stocks may be overpriced, and therefore your future returns may not be so great, and when it's low, that means stocks are undervalued, and your future returns would be greater. Well, Michael Kitsis wrote not too long ago this. The sustainability of retirement cash flows from a portfolio depends in no small part on the returns generated by that portfolio, in particular the real, that is after inflation, returns, given the pernicious impact of inflation over a multi-decade retirement. In today's high valuation environment, remember, when we talk about the CAPE ratios today, we're hovering in the 26 number. That's a very, very high, maybe 50% too high valuation based on Robert Shiller's model. So you can do the math and figure out how far the market could fall in a crisis situation. Now, it does tend to improve over time, right, earnings season right now, and if earnings go up, then that ratio goes down. But it takes real growth for earnings to go up. It takes wage growth for earnings to go up. We don't have either right now. So I think we're going to be stuck in this high valuation thing for a while. Again, don't and invest one way or another based on what I think. You see, I'm a strategy guy. I don't care what the valuations are if you follow strategy, and that's what I'm talking about here, but I've got to get through this, so bear with me. In today's high valuation environment, many retirement projections are being done with reduced long-term return assumptions. Yes, a look at the available market data suggests that realistically, it would be appropriate to reduce equity return assumptions by about 1% per year over the next 30 years to reflect the current valuation environment. That sounds fair. It's not right, in my opinion, but it sounds fair. Allow me to read on. Ironically, the reduction is not greater because 30 years is such a long time that even if returns are bad for a period of time, there are enough subsequent years to recover as well. Okay, let me talk to the millennials now for a second. You know what this says? This says, don't sweat the small stuff, gang. Don't worry about what happens tomorrow, next year, 10 years, 20 years, because 30 years from now, you might earn 9% instead of 10%. That's the translation. Because stocks have done 10, 11%. Maybe you'll get clipped by 1% because the valuations are high. So there's no excuse not to be an investor. Now, that's if you're young. If you are older, allow me to read on. In point of fact, though, it turns out that market valuation is even more predictive of 15-year returns, and that today's high PE ratios imply that between now and 2030, market returns could be reduced by as much as 400 basis points or 4 percentage points. On the other hand, because market valuations tend to move in cycles, this also implies that in the 2030s and 2040s, market returns could be as much as 400 basis points above the long-term average. Translation. If you look at the market in terms of these 15-year cycles, there's a reason why. And by the way, it was more intuitive than from research that I had done. But when I was talking about my whole bucket strategy that I created years ago, that's now being used by literally thousands of individuals nationwide, most of them advisors, by the way. When we looked at it, I said, well, how do I create a safe scenario so that people that invested had, if nothing else, a statistical assurance? No one can give you a guarantee, but a statistical assurance they're not going to lose money. If I say, put your money into the S&P 500 and leave it alone, how many years might it take for that individual in a dire situation with dividends reinvested to get back to even so they didn't lose? And so in my research, I determined, based on the help with the Ibbotson folks, that it was a 15-year time horizon. It only happened in like one 15-year time period. Most of the time, you make money over 5, 10, 15 years. But there have been periods, or at least a period, where over 15 years, you broke even. And that's how I came up with the 15-year time frame. That was actually quite intuitive, because this one, this research report now says that markets can underperform by as much as 400 basis points on average over a 15-year time period. But that's okay, because over the next 15 years, they could overperform by about the same amount. So the grand scheme over 30 years for a young person is maybe if you buy in today, you might earn about 1% less than I might have earned if I bought when I was your age. But if you're retiring today or over the next 15 years, that could present a serious problem if you're overweight in stocks and using that stock market money to produce a retirement income. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about that and why it's so critically important to have product diversification, especially today with the CAPE, the cyclically adjusted price to earnings ratio, sitting at 50-60% above average. Stick around. Take a short break. Come back with more of the Ray Lucia Show right after these very important messages. Don't go away.
Here's some safety tips from Adams Flea and Tick Control to rev up your plans for pet safety this summer. As the weather heats up, remember to help protect your pet from overheating by providing plenty of water and shade. Save outdoor playtime for mornings or evenings when it's cooler. You can also exercise together, which is great fun, but watch out for hot asphalt that can burn paws. If it's too hot for bare feet, then it's too hot for bare paws. And don't forget, summer heat triggers flea and tick outbreaks. Get ahead of the game by protecting your pets with Adams Flea and Tick products before there's trouble. And never leave a pet in the car, even with the window cracked. Temperatures inside a car can jump almost 20 degrees in just 10 minutes. Every year, hundreds of pets die from heat exhaustion because they are left in parked cars. Learn more about keeping your pets safe this summer by visiting adamspetcare.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast and it's easy to use, designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975.
800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
We're talking about managing expectations today and valuations. And before the break, I talked about the cyclically adjusted price to earnings ratio, which is routinely followed by a lot of the propeller heads in the financial services business, because it tends to give you a fairly good picture of what the performance of the stock market is likely to be going forward. And when valuations are high, such that they are today, you usually get a pretty big reduction in performance, at least for a while. And then it flip-flops. And I'm reading from Michael Kitsis from a while back. 30-year returns, he says, are comprised of 15-year secular bull and bear markets. Again, I did not know this when I created my 15-year strategy. It started out 12 and 14. I ultimately settled on 15 years because I wanted to have a safe bucket, if you will, where if individuals invested money in the stock market, they had a reasonable degree of certainty that they weren't going to lose, so that I could convince people that were anti-investing in stocks that it was not a risky place to play. And in fact, what we've learned over time is stocks, if you hold them long enough, are less risky than bonds when you consider the impact of both taxes and inflation. Especially today, by the way, when you look at interest rates and where they are. But here is what he says. One important caveat to using market valuation to project 30-year return expectations is that while there is a significant correlation between Shiller CAPE and subsequent market returns, the peak correlation is after the first 15 years and falls thereafter. Over that first 15-year period, though, valuation is even more predictive of returns. And he goes on to show a chart, which you can't see. And even on TV, if I put it up on the screen, I can barely see it on this paper. But here's what he says the chart shows. Rolling 15-year real returns on equities, segmented by whether the starting valuation, in other words, when you originally invested in the market, the valuation at that time was high, like it is now, low, or in the middle. And this is the takeaway from this study, and it is absolutely critically important that you listen carefully to this. Quote, while over 30 years, market valuation suggests that the long-term return should only be changed by about 100 basis points, that's 1%, above or below the overall average, on a 15-year basis, low valuation environments have an average real return, that's after inflation, of about 10.4%, while high valuation environments average only 1.9%. Let me put that into some kind of perspective. Why this is so critically important. As I said, if you're 30 years away from retirement, don't sweat the small stuff. Invest, save while it's high, save while it's low, just keep on saving. I think Peter Lynch said that once upon a time. I'm repeating it. I'll credit him whether he said it or not. Just keep funneling money into your 401ks, your IRAs, your life insurance policies that are variable in nature. Whatever it is that you're using as a savings vehicle, just keep doing it and do not, I repeat, do not mess with it.
Can't do it.
Don't mess with it. Because over the next 30 years, you're likely to earn average returns that are 1% above or below. Today, it's probably more likely to be below the average historical norm, which is, as we know, about 10% when you look at 30-year, 40-year, 50-year returns. The market averages about somewhere between 9 and 11%, a little bit higher in the recent past. But let's use 10%. So would you be upset if it was 9? I mean, my goodness, money doubles every, 8 years? And the rule of 72, right?
Right.
So every 8 years, your money doubles at 9%. At 10%, it doubles in 7.2 years. Not that big of a deal, is it?
No.
So, but if you're retiring in the next 15 years, this is absolutely critically important because market valuations are high. And if Shiller, the CAPE, this measurement, is any predictor of future returns, the next 15 years are not going to be so hot. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean you should not invest and wait 15 years? Absolutely not.
No.
Because you're still going to more than likely outpace bonds. Remember, go out and buy a bond today. Go out and buy a bond mutual fund. What are you earning? 2-3%? Here, he's saying, worst case, over 15 years, you're getting 1.9% above the rate of inflation with a lower tax issue because long-term capital gains is still better than ordinary income. So if bonds earn, what do you get on a 15-year bond today? 3%? Take your taxes off of that, it's 2.5%. Take inflation off of that, it's 0.5%. So 0.5% compared to 1.9%, 1.9 still sounds better. So you do invest today, and in fact, you invest more regular today because accumulating shares will take the pain away. Because remember what this study says. Yes, the next 15 years look like you might earn 400 basis points under historical returns, but what happens the next 15 years? The study is suggesting that you are likely to earn 400 basis points higher rates of return, which makes, at that point, taking money out of an equity portfolio way less risky. Even though I don't recommend doing that, you can do that if you buy yourself enough time. So if you're retiring tomorrow, what this says is what I have said for 25 years on this radio program. Spend principal and interest from a safe bucket over the next 15 years. Even if you deplete that bucket to zero and all that is left in stocks, and I don't recommend that. I'll tell you what I recommend when we come back from the break. But even if you did that, I might say foolishly so, but if the study is accurate, and I believe it to be very accurate, then you're still going to be okay because the next 15 years will more than offset the sequence of return risks and the market risks and all that when you're in an all-equity portfolio. This is compelling stuff, folks. This is what you need to know, whether you're retiring today, 5, 10, 15 years from today, or 30 years from today.
Move on, baby.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number,
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
I think I'm sophisticated because I've never in my life like a good homo sapiens. But all around me, everybody's multiplying.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to get to emails momentarily. Stick around. RayLucia.com. If you'd like to shoot me one, not shoot me, shoot me an email. RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. We'll get to a couple of emails that have been stacked up during my vacation the last week or so. It wasn't really a vacation. How do you go on vacation, James Stewart? And, well, I know I don't want to compare mine with yours because you ended up in the hospital. But which happened to me a year ago, by the way.
Right.
I was out helping my daughter with her dance studio. Jeannie and I had babysitting duties with baby G, who's not a baby anymore. She's going to be 11 years old. She's quite the dancer. And, of course, the dance studio is doing very, very well. And I was there surrounded by thousands of women. Oh, get out of here. A lot of these were young women. That's not even appropriate. And their mothers and my wife on my arm the whole time. And it was really fantastic. Congratulations to Danceology. It's my daughter's dance studio. They've done very, very well. It used to be that every year I was writing checks. You might remember those
I remember
years.
Those days,
oh, yeah. Brother. A small business in the midst of the old financial crisis and the recession. Pretty brutal, but we have a keen appreciation for small businesses on this show. Okay, moving right along. I've been talking about valuations, where they are today, and studies that now indicate, I don't know about now, because this has been around for a while, but studies that indicate that there are cycles, and now they've been defined, however, as 15-year cycles. So you go through a 15-year period where valuations are high, rates of return are lower, and then that reverses course 15 years later. So the question that has to be on the minds of people our age, James, is what if you're already retired? What if you are in retirement right now, on the precipice of retirement, or thinking about retirement in the next 5, 10, 15 years? Well, you need to have the right strategy in place. Now, the right strategy in place could be as simple as just having two buckets of money. One that will provide you the income that you need from a safe source for the next 15 years to get through these tough years, because the subsequent 15 years overperform by the amount of underperformance over the next 15 years. And remember, you don't abandon the stock market. So if I pull out my calculator, all right, if I pulled out my calculator and I said, well, let's figure out how much money, and we'll use a hypothetical number here. Why isn't my, there we go, calculator working. Come on, calculator. There we go. Okay. So if you are retiring today and you've got $500,000 and you heard somewhere you would need 4% of that, $20,000 per year in income, you just plug in $20,000 in payments over the next 15 years, and figure you can earn a couple of percent on your money, that's $260,000, call it. So that leaves $240,000 that you can leave alone. Well, if in fact it only earns 4 or 5%, that $240,000, we'll say, earns 5% over the next 15 years, way underperforming by 4 percentage points, you'll be back to even. You'll be back to $500,000, just what you started with. But here's the good part about that. Even though you drain down all your safe money, you have $500,000. You're taking your inflation-adjusted $20,000 out. But at that point, your rate of return over the next 4 years is like 13% on average. Underperforms by 4%, then it goes to the next cycle, overperforms by 4%. Now, I don't recommend that. I don't recommend that particular approach. However, that approach has been tested with at least two academic studies that I know. One was done in 2007 by Spitzer, not Elliot, John, and Singh, Sandeep. And those two guys, PhD, CFA types, looked at spending from the safe accounts first with a 60-40 mix, 50-50 mix, spending the safe money first and the risky money second. And what they found in the 2007 study was that mentality or that technique or tactic, I guess the best term, that tactic produced the best results, not second or third best, the best results and was most apt to leave a larger remaining balance for the heirs than all of the other ways you could take the money out. The 2008 study went back to the late 1800s and spent bonds first over stocks, and they determined, this was Robert Wigand from Washburn University and Robert Irons. I've talked about these guys before because this is such a compelling argument for segmenting your portfolio and spending from safety first. Robert Irons was the other, and he was from Dominican University. They determined that from like 1883 or whatever it was, 88, 18, I don't know, the late 1800s, 138 years of data they looked at, and 90% of the time, spending from the safe bond accounts first made more sense. So if you're on the precipice of retirement, at the very least, segment your money into safe money and risky money. Spend the safe money first, principal and earnings. That's not what I recommend. I recommend you start by annuitizing a certain percentage of your retirement wealth. Because you see, I read more studies on this subject. And I believe it was the Ibbotson Morningstar people that said, if you want that 4% distribution and you want a 97% degree of certainty that the money will last on an inflation-adjusted basis for 30 years, you annuitize 50% of your retirement wealth. If you want a 77% chance of success, you don't annuitize any of it. That, my friends, is a dangerous proposition in today's market valuation. Because remember, stocks and bonds are very richly valued when interest rates are so low. I mean, we're talking 10-year rates under 1.5%. I can't remember in history when rates were that low. Remember, 10-year bonds average, I think, 4.4%. They're averaging 1.4% right now, 300 basis points under the historical norm. So you ain't getting 4.4 on bonds, that's for certain. And you ain't going to get 10, 11% on stocks. That's not for certain, but I think it's likely that it will be lower. So you annuitize. Now, I do not personally recommend the 50% level. Like you, James Stewart, I'm a big fan of real estate. If I can buy, you were just explaining to me how you're looking at 8-cap properties in Florida. Well, even if it's a 6-cap, that ain't so bad when you're when you're using other people's money to pay off a mortgage where you can just clip coupons like a bond. So for me, now again, it's riskier than an annuity, but for me, I would prefer 25% annuitization, 25% in direct owned real estate, like Jim Stewart is doing in Florida or wherever. You've got to make up your own mind how you want to do that, because it is very risky. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. You put your money into a rental property, you better know what you're doing. I'm going to assume that you can get reasonable help in that arena and will do it the right way. If you can't, buy the annuity. Just 50% annuitization. But I like 25% in an annuitized income stream, 25% in an annuity, and that's 50% of your money. About 10% is all you need in the safe bucket there, which would leave you about 40% that could be invested in stocks. And I've done the math on this so many times, I can see it in my mind's eye. And it truly will make a difference in your retirement life. You will be able to live and spend reasonably without the fret of the next market crash, the next black swan event, or the next 15 years where you see dismal potential returns. Get yourself an advisor that subscribes to that concept. I know I trained about 1,000 of them. They're out there.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Thank you very much for staying with us, folks. This has been a very important hour for everybody. Remember, if you're a millennial, don't sweat the small stuff. Just invest while it's high, invest while it's low. Don't worry about it. I would suggest to you, with your long-term money, go in all stock, all stocks. And there are real estate stocks like REITs that you can buy and so forth. Diversify. Because most of the studies use the Standard & Poor's 500 as the proxy for the stock market. Now, there's a couple things we know about the stock market, and that is if you have a small cap value tilt in your portfolio, you actually do better than the S&P 500. You might also include some international. Might I suggest that you include some international? I know you don't want to. I know your advisor doesn't want you to. I know that it's terrible over there, negative interest rates, and Angela Merkel just said, yes, she let terrorists in.
Yes.
Hadn't Donald Trump been saying that? You know, Merkel comes out, and she says, oh, yeah, sorry, but we let terrorists in from Syria. Oh, come on. Are you serious? Anyway.
Can't do it.
They're having a rough time over there, but it's not always going to be rough. So if you're young, you're fine. Just invest in a diversified manner and don't look at it. Leave it the heck alone. If you're on the precipice of retirement or in retirement, remember the studies that I quoted. Spend from your safe accounts and allow the riskier accounts time to grow. And if you're really smart, you'll kick it up a notch, follow what the academics, not just me, I'm no academic, I read from academia all the time, and I bring that stuff to you. It's why I love doing this show. But the academics unanimously agree on annuitizing a certain percentage of your retirement wealth. How much? I've seen studies from 25% to 50%. You could split the difference if you want, or just do the 25% and find some decent real estate for the other 25%. That's what I would do. But please don't do what I would do based on what I would say. Find a best practices advisor who follows that strategy. And if they follow a different strategy, say you want to see the research on it. You want to see the academic research that stands behind their recommendation. And if their recommendation is, trust me or trust my mutual fund manager or my money manager because they're really, really good, don't
You're
buy
an
it.
Idiot.
Don't buy it. Okay?
Like discipline.
Shall we do emails, James?
Let's do it.
All right, hit it, boys. We'll start with Michael in Philadelphia, PA, my hometown, the city of brotherly love, which is being questioned right now in the news. A lot of protests and stuff like that. Just horrible times nowadays, especially with race relations and all that stuff going on in the country. And Philly is no exception to that. This is Michael, I own several mutual funds in a non-tax advantaged account. I set up the mutual funds so that they automatically reinvest both my capital gains distributions and my dividends. That's smart, Michael. I recently read an article where it said that this can make future sales very difficult since you will have all those tiny additions that you need to figure out how to add into your basis. Wanted to know your thoughts on pros and cons of reinvesting your dividends and capital gains in a post-tax mutual fund, and love your show. Well, thank you very much, Michael. I believe Michael's a frequent emailer to this program because he always ends with, and love your show. Thank you for that. Well, first off, mutual fund companies now have to keep track of all this stuff for you. So you don't have to do that. That would, 10, 15 years ago we talked about this stuff. This is not a problem today. Not a problem. Because you can even use, specific identification methodology on selling shares of a mutual fund. Remember, you can use first in, first out, as many of them do. First money in is the first money out. That may not be the most tax advantaged way to go. Specific identification, maybe, if you specifically identify shares that are more expensive, then you might even get a tax loss, and you can harvest those losses if you want to get that sophisticated. But all of the tax planning part of this is secondary to the main strategy of reinvesting dividends. Because remember, when you reinvest those dividends automatically, usually at zero cost in a mutual fund, when you reinvest those dividends, you're buying more shares and you're taking advantage of the volatility in the market. And by averaging the share price lower every time you buy new shares with reinvested dividends and capital gains distributions, even though there's a tax implication, and by the way, this would just be in a taxable account, then you're buying those shares and averaging the price lower, which over time pays serious dividends. Talk to your advisor about specific identification, first in, first out, or average cost basis, which is what a lot of people choose to do. But I don't see that as being a negative at all. And again, in IRA, it's non-issue. Chris, Collinsville, Oklahoma. Hi, Ray. Longtime listener and big fan. Thank you. My wife and I are both in our late 30s and have three kids. We have investments in Roth IRAs, 401k, SEP. My wife has $40,000 in another IRA, and we have approximately $170K in cash. Holy mackerel. In their 30s? Doing pretty good. We owe $230,000 on our home, and it's worth approximately $409,000. We have a 4.75 mortgage. What are your thoughts on us paying off the mortgage versus investing the money in the market? My thoughts are refi the mortgage. Don't pay it off. Refinance it at 3.75%. And invest the money. You got 30 years. You've got 30 years. Now you tell me, 3.75% tax deductible works out to about 2.75% net cost to you. Do you think the stock market over the next 30 years will average something better than 2.75%, even the next 15 years? And I would suggest to you, I believe it will. But I just gave my son-in-law different advice. Just so that you know, he's got a couple of houses over in Texas. He's paying about 5.8%. And I said, write him a check. Pay it off. You will never hurt yourself, Chris, by paying off a 4.75% loan in a 1.4% 10-year bond rate. I'm out of time. God bless.
You're listening to the Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.